and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhonghuang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French.
Shall not be in French. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And flipping into the third hour on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to the phones where Art, who's somewhere out there, nobody knows where he is, has been patiently holding. Thank you, sir. What can I do for you today?
Hey, Bill, I don't even know where I'm at, man.
That's
I'm somewhere
truly
between crazy. I'm somewhere between crazy and absolutely insane.
Gotcha.
Kind of bordering on totally out of my mind.
I understand.
Had to make one of those rare trips to town yesterday. And what was the topic on everyone's mind yesterday? And that was this latest shooting, what's his name?
Elliot Rodgers.
Elliot Rodgers. Everybody's
Which actually wasn't the latest shooting, because there was 39 shootings in Chicago over the weekend. But anyway, I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. In Chicago, no. Say it ain't so. Well, it's interesting you mention that, because I'll get to that, too. And my adopted daughter, she made a statement, and I couldn't believe this come out of her mouth. She says, "Oh, I understand why he did what he did. He was so shunned by the sorority girls and blah, 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 blah." And I looked at her and I said, "Okay, hold on a second." I said, "You know what my life has been like." I said, you know my childhood and my past and my history. Do I use that as an excuse to do bad things? Of course not. I don't go out and do these horrible things. I said, and you know, I mean, I suffered 4 years of severe abuse as a child, sexually, emotionally, physically, mentally, four solid years of it. I mean, it was brutal. I mean, I've been through absolute hell in my life, but not to the degree that some people have. There's a lot of people out there that have been through a lot worse than I have, and I'm kind of thankful for that. But, well, you know what I mean. I said, but this is not an excuse for this kind of behavior. And, you know, a couple of these people that they were talking about, you know, how something needs to be done to, you know, to restrict whatever, blah, 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 blah. And I looked at everybody, and I listened to him for about, I guess, probably 15, 20 minutes. And finally, I just couldn't take it anymore. I spoke up and I said, "All right, guys, let's think about this." I said, "Name off every mass gun shooting you can think of just in the past 5 years." And they were naming off a lot of them. I mean, they were bringing up the Aurora, Colorado shooting, the Jared Loughner, the Adam Lanza, and on and on and on. And they were just throwing them out. I said, "Okay, what is the one thing they all have in common? Other than the fact that they were all on antidepressants." or withdrawing from antidepressants. What's the one thing they all have in common? Everybody's looking around like they don't have a clue. Even my adopted daughter didn't catch this. I don't know. What? I said, gun-free zones, guys. It's like all of a sudden the lights just came on. It was like right there and then, all of their arguments blown completely out of the water when they, because they were arguing for stricter gun legislation. Until I mentioned gun-free zone, guys. And all of a sudden, it's like all of their arguments just blown out of the water. The lights came on and they, you know, he's right. I said, now, let me ask you a question, guys. How many of you have been abused? It was amazing how many hands went up. It was probably about 20, 25 people there. And it was a big discussion that was going on. And it was amazing how many hands went up that were abused as children. I said, I'm not asking you to raise your hand. You can if you want to. How many of you have been sexually molested? A few hands went up. Mm-hmm. I said, how many of you have been robbed? How many of you have been raped? I went through a whole list of things. I said, now, how many of you are packing right now? Almost every hand went up, Bill. I said, now let me ask you a question. You think for 1 second, any of you are stupid? Do any of you have any intentions of harming anybody or causing or engaging in a mass shooting? Everybody shook their head, no. I said, now, do you think anybody would be stupid enough to walk into this place knowing it's not a gun-free zone and try to shoot it up like a shooting gallery? Everybody said, no. I said, why? Can you say human Swiss cheese? Well, there is no excuse for behaving like this. None.
Well, there is no excuse for that, and it leads me to this idea that there's a lot of gun owners out there that don't.
They just don't get it.
No, they don't get it, and if there's a right worth protecting, it would have to be the Second Amendment, simply because, in its entirety.
Yep.
In its entirety. And the fact that there's so many disengaged guys that carry guns, like these guys you're describing, that carry guns, which I applaud them for carrying a gun, but I wish they knew some of the stuff
Why?
That goes along with that.
Well, you know, it's interesting you mentioned how important the Second Amendment is, because and this is what I try to do with people. I try to engage them and educate them to the best of my ability. I'm just a dumb, ignorant redneck myself, you know. I ain't too awful, you know, edumacated, you know. But here's what I try to get through to people. You know, one of the things when people start talking about their rights, they talk about, you know, how important rights are and this and that. And I always ask myself, what is the most fundamental right you have? And it's amazing how many people will say the First Amendment. No, it's not. The most fundamental right you have is contained within the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, because those two must go together. You can't have one without the other. The Ninth and Tenth must go together. And this particular right is within those. And that is the right to choose for yourself. The second most fundamental right is the Second Amendment, because without the Second Amendment, without the right to keep and bear arms, there are no other rights. It is the only thing that you have to defend your rights. You take that Second Amendment away, and all others go bye-bye.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Did your little group of buddies out there understand that?
Yeah, they do. When you explain it to people like that, when you get right down and you hit the heart of it, and this is what I found with people, when you hit the heart of it in that way, it makes so much sense to these people. I can't even begin to tell you how many anti-gunners I have changed their opinions on the Second Amendment simply by presenting them with that fact. It's all of a sudden the lights come on and they realize, oh, my God, how could I have been thinking the way I've been thinking for so long? You're absolutely right. Because if you can't defend your rights, you don't have any rights. That's why, you know, the right to choose is your most fundamental right. But the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, that is the second most fundamental right that you have, because it's the only thing that you have that allows you to defend and hold on to your rights. That's it, right there. Remember what Thomas Jefferson said. No man shall be debarred the right to keep and bear arms, for it is as a last resort to defend oneself against tyranny in government.
Well, the resounding... You hang on through the break. Hang on through the break, please. I'm not dumbfounded, but when I hear examples of this, I am dumbfounded. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. I see you! Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cubed.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to my man, Art, who's somewhere. Even he does not know. No compass, no maps. He doesn't want to know. And, Art, this group of guys that you were talking to, do you have any idea if they belong to any gun rights groups at all or anything?
I think a couple of them had mentioned the NRA, but whether or not they're still active members, I don't know. But I know a couple of them had mentioned the NRA during the discussion, which, in my personal opinion, and I really, I don't like slamming or attacking people, but in my opinion, the NRA today has become a joke. And I
well,
told them,
you know, to a certain degree they have, but at the same time, there's a lot of things. The NRA gets attacked incessantly for things other people do because NRA has become a generic term for the gun advocacy groups like Xerox. But that just sort of proves my point. There's a lot of gun owners out there that aren't members of anything and don't take the time to take a look at things a little more discriminately and break things down. I mean, I don't know.
Well,
dumbfounded.
The problem I have with the NRA is the NRA is just a little too quick to compromise. And I have when you start talking about rights, there can be no compromise. Period. None at all. Can be no compromise because once you compromise the first time, they got you right then and there.
Right. And the compromises that happen a lot of times for some, they're not really compromises. A compromise would be, okay, we'll allow expanded, we'll go along with you on expanded background checks, but we want the NFA and the Hughes Amendment and the Gun Control Act of 1968 rescinded. That's
yeah.
a compromise.
That's a compromise.
We want national carry reciprocity approved. That's a compromise. Getting out there and say, it's not a compromise when, you know, somebody comes to you and says, we're going to have this. No, I don't want it. Yes, you do. Okay. That's not a compromise.
Well, in my opinion, and what I told them yesterday, you know, was the NRA, I asked them, I said, do you know when the NRA went to crap? And they said, when? I said, when Charlton Heston left.
We're just one Charlton Heston away from getting them back, though.
Can't be soon enough for me.
I'm writing in. I've seriously thought about joining the NRA and writing in Chuck Norris to be their president.
Oh, my God.
Well, who's going to join me on this one?
Could do a lot worse, I guess. But I don't know.
Chuck is
a
very
like,
patriotic dude. Chuck is a very patriotic dude.
I like Chuck Norris. I really do. I think Chuck Norris is a stand-up guy, and he's one of the few in Hollywood that I don't have a problem with.
Yeah.
One of the few that I don't have a problem with, because there's very few in Hollywood that I don't have issue with for some reason.
Well, I don't have issue with any of them because they get paid to play make believe, and that's all I enjoy about them. So that's all I have to deal with. Check it out. I got somebody waiting. Let me go get them. Thank you very much for your call. You stay safe wherever you are.
All right, man. You be good.
All right. Steve in Iowa. Yes, sir.
Yes, Bill.
Yes.
I'm having a custom built M16 in 6.5 Grendel, full barrel, 0.920 at the muzzle.
Yes, sir.
Who do I go to have a gas piston system put on this weapon?
Call Adams Arms.
Adams Arms. Okay, I'll give them
call a shot. Adams Arms and see if they have a gas piston system for the 6.5 Grendel. I don't know that they do, but most of the gas piston systems out there are patented off of their design. And if they don't have one for a 6.5, they'll be able to point out somebody to you that does.
All righty. And this, like I say, it's going to be a rifle length because the barrel is going to be 24 or 26 inches long. Is
wow.
that going to be a detriment?
No. You're. It's only going to be a detriment if you decide to maneuver around in very tight quarters with it. But what are you going to use it for?
National match shooting, possibly varmint.
No, it's not going to be a detriment at all to have a 26-inch barrel. You going to put one of those big bazooka scopes on it?
No, I'm an iron sight shooter. I can shoot better with irons at 600 than I can with a scope, believe it or not.
Well, see, I can see the iron sights on my guns. My eyes have just gotten to the point where I can't see the target. So, you know, I can line them up. I'm just wondering what I'm lining them up on, so I'm having to go the scope route when I do that.
See, this rear sight is going to look like a 16.8 deuce with the hood,
yes,
0.0595 aperture, but I'm going to have that Creedmoor lens put in it.
Okay.
That puts everything in the sight picture, absolutely everything's in sharp focus. I'm going to have that done on a couple M14s. One M14 is going to be 260 Remington, the other one's going to be Service Rifle 308.
Wow.
When I get those lenses in, then my old 60-year-old Glovicus Maximus can actually see something now.
So you're 60, and you can still see a target at 600 yards.
Yes, sir.
You must have been eating a lot of carrots.
As a matter of fact, and one thing when it comes to health for eyesight, I'm in trifocals now, but when I was still in bifocals, thanks again. When I was in bifocals, and I thought I was going to have to start going to tri. Go to the eye doctor, and he scratches his head, and he puts that ugly machine thing in front of your eyes, you know?
Yeah.
He put that in front of me three times. He kept scratching his head. I'm sitting there smiling. I already know what's going on. He said, he looked at me, the eye doctor does, and says, what'd you do? I said, yeah, my eyesight improved, didn't it, from about 2 years before. So I was taking Ultimate HGH, which is not a hormone, which is not illegal for sports pukes. And it helped my eyes. I've been off of it for about 2 or 3 years. I'm going to get back on it. And
other I just wrote that down.
Ultimate HGH from Great American Products.
Have you ever run a gun with a piston system on it, an AR-type platform with a piston system on it?
No, not an AR, just Garands and 14s.
Okay, when you start running the AR, one thing you're going to notice, and it's normal for this to happen, when that bolt comes back, there's going to be a little puff of exhaust come with it, straight out of the extraction port. So that's not something going wrong. That's it working the way it's supposed to.
Okay.
So don't get too perturbed by that, because that's just it functioning. That's I have an Adams Arms gun, got their patented piston system on it, and first time I shot it, I just noticed little puffs of smoke coming out to my right, and I'm sitting there going, what's happening? And that's just what happens. It's not disconcerting once you get used to it.
Well, I just left some mechanics that were working on my work vehicle, my boss's cargo van. As soon as I started saying 6.5 Grendel M16, their mouths hit the deck, and they didn't know what to say. They probably don't think anyway. All right, Adams Arms. I will give them a shot when I get home. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, sir. I appreciate your call. Adams Arms. If you're buying a piston gun out there, you're probably buying something that Adams Arms designed. If it's an AR, I don't know of too many others. They hold the patent on their design, so I don't know who might be making one without their design. Let's take a moment to go microwave the coffee, shall we? We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I've talked so much about gun grabbers that I'm just about nauseous. But we're going to do one more thing. In the article I referenced regarding people compensating, the writer did something that I thought was quite clever in the way she tied all of this in to make it seem this way by including the open carriers and let's see how I want to put it, because I don't want to paint the entire open carry movement with a broad brush. With the open carriers that, to me, it seems like they're really forcing the issue. And I believe most of these are coming out of Durbin, Texas. They accomplished two things last week. They got kicked out of Chili's. And I think they got kicked out of Sonic. Yeah, they got kicked out of Sonic and Chili's. Because they decided to go in a restaurant carrying a gun. They're not even carrying it on their back. They're slinging it across their chest. And that's how they try to tie all these things in together. And let me say this. If I walked around, if it was perfectly legal for me to walk around with a rifle strapped on, but I had a concealed carry permit, in some things, I'm just not going to carry the rifle. Like sitting down in a restaurant. You haven't lived till you try to sit down with a rifle slung on you somewhere. Front, back, side, it doesn't matter. That's living. And like Bob Owen said the other day, they're going to get that in Texas, so I don't even know why they're still doing it. They're going to end up with it unless they snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. There is a new gun coming out called the Canik 55 TP9. This is a polymer gun, Turkish in origin. And this is supposedly going to be the gun that makes Glock nervous. And I always like that kind of conversation because there's always a gun that's going to make Glock nervous. Now, why would you want to make Glock nervous? Glock is almost ubiquitous within the law enforcement community. 70% of law enforcement carries a Glock. Very popular gun with a lot of people. It is a simple weapon. It has the fewest moving parts of all of the polymer wonder guns that are out there. Gaston Glock, not particularly a pro-Second Amendment kind of dude. He has made the statement in the past that I don't care if they ban guns in the U.S. I've got law enforcement. Not exactly what you'd call a Second Amendment advocate swinging from a tree. But his gun itself is two things that are very valuable. They're not that expensive. And they every time you pull the trigger, they go bang. The ones that explode typically have got some sort of hand load in them. They got a double charge of powder or something like that. Other than that, they run. They just run. Enter the Canik TP99, the TP9. Now, this gun, there's one thing that makes it really attractive that I may actually go out and buy one of these just to try it out, and that is its price. Right now, they are $319. They come in the color of the one. The only one I've seen out there was reviewed by Nuttin' Fancy on YouTube. Now, he shot it, and he hit every target he was aiming at. It's either a desert tan or FDE, flat dark earth. I can't decide which color this one is. And this is all based off of what he said about it. It does have a rail on the underside of it. Didn't seem to malfunction in all the shooting he was doing. And it's $319. But everybody's going after Glock. I've always thought that the Smith & Wesson MP series has the best chance of really cutting into the Glock's market. But here's the problem with that. A lot of people that shoot a Glock and get used to the Glock trigger have problems adjusting to anything but a Glock trigger. The art to shooting a Glock fast is figuring out the trigger reset. The trigger reset, when you pick up a Glock and it has a round in the chamber, you're going to have with a stock box Glock, it's going to have a lot of take up in it before it hits what is referred to as the wall. At this point, at any moment, the trigger is going to break, and the gun is going to fire. But once you've pulled that trigger, when you're starting to release that trigger, when you're starting to let it back out, you will feel and almost hear, even with muffs on, you will feel and hear that reset. And then you know you're back at the wall, and then you can pull the trigger again. And you can literally get 6-7 pieces of brass in the air. Once you've mastered that trigger reset, you're just shooting that fast. The problem with the MP5 is it doesn't have a trigger reset. Ergonomically, I like it better than the Glock. Some of the others out there that a lot of people are going to, in my new municipality, the police just... Canik. I'm being asked what's the name of the gun. It is Charlie Alpha November India Kilo. And the model is TP9. It's not a bad-looking gun. how the gun looks is important to you. And this is, you know, this is the way business should be in the gun industry. There should be people out there challenging whoever the big player is. Now, interestingly enough, Glock enjoys something of a anomaly within the gun industry. The 1911 pattern is very popular in the United States. Lots of people buy 1911s, but lots of people make 1911s. There's no one dominant company out there making 1911s. Likewise with the AR-15, there's no one company that dominates in its entirety the AR-15 market. And there's different tiers of AR-15s. There's different tiers of 1911s. With Glock, coming from a manufacturer, there's only that one tier. So that's the anomaly I see out there in the business right now, because Glock dominates the semi-auto field, without a doubt. And here we have this upstart company, Canik, out of Turkey, bringing in the TP9 for $319. For those of you where, if you're not living in Chicago and you don't have to go through the FOID rigmarole or any of the other anti-gun states where you have to pay to play, and you've been looking at things and saying, well, I wish I could have a gun like that, but I can't afford it. $319 has got to be getting closer. That's cheaper than a Taurus. That's cheaper than a Taurus semi-automatic pistol, and they're relatively cheap. There are people that are saying that they're selling on GunBroker for $600. And maybe that's because it's like everything else when it's brand new. Maybe we're getting into that tech realm where, like when the Xbox One comes out, you know, and what are they? I don't know how much they cost, but people are selling them. They're buying them and then selling them on eBay for three times the price and getting it. Okay. But it will calm down. Then I guarantee you, it will calm down. Glock has withstood a lot of things, and what I like about the Glock is that it is simple. Fewer moving parts. Some of the guns that are out there that challenge it, like the Springfield XD series, which are good guns, but they got more moving parts, and they have a polymer grip safety. That is the one thing I don't like about them, because that's one part that if it breaks, the gun doesn't run. And it's exposed. It's not part of the internals. It's exposed. So, just something that's happening out there. Some little news about, you know, guns. I talk about politics and guns so much that I just get sort of nauseated. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
From out of the past, on a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax.
Bill Frady, bald and dangerous.
And welcome back as we get ready to go away on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. One of the rationalizations that has been used more than once, and we've talked about this before, for legislative controls on firearms begins with, well, if you have to have a license to drive a car, you should have a license to own or buy a gun. The reasoning is valid, but the justifications are flawed here. And for the most part, they're completely unrealistic. Driving a car involves a great deal of knowledge of traffic laws as well as common sense laws, you know, the rules of the road. That is a common, you know, that term is common when discussing firearms, as in common sense legislation. Rules of the road have a counterbalance in the firearms industry for rules of firearms safety. No legislation is required in either instance, just common knowledge and training that can be obtained anywhere. Traffic laws are complex and lengthy. A lot of schools offer it and a lot of insurance companies require it. Driver's education is something that everybody should be looking at. That's a, you know, this happens when they're young. Not necessarily available in urban areas where mass transit wins out. They've actually come up sort of, you know, behind on that curve. Now, In contrast, many children in rural communities learn to drive as soon as they can sit on the edge of the seat and reach the pedals. These same children are taught how to drive safely, helping with farming and ranching duties, as well as how to handle a firearm safely, using it to hunt game and defend the home. There is no licensing requirement for children to operate a vehicle on private property, nor to use a firearm on said private property. Public outrage at the number of tickets and accidents caused by untrained drivers is seldom seen or heard. Yet traffic accidents kill more individuals annually than firearms accidents by far. Driver education is supported on multiple levels, while firearms training is discouraged, almost forbidden in a lot of places. We hear about safety issues concerning cars and lawnmowers and digging a hole or cutting a tree or whatever, you know. Then there's the negligent homicides caused by driving under the influence, especially by the repeat offender. Many of them lose their license. And sometimes they lose their vehicle with it. And yet somehow they still seem to find a car to drive to get that next drink or fix. Legislation or license revocation does not stop those who have a need or desire to obtain alcohol or medication to relieve a physical or psychological need. Questionnaire completion is not required at the time a vehicle is sold, which some could possibly say that would ensure the people who will be driving it have no history of driving under the influence. A license may be required to purchase alcohol or controlled substances, but that's just to verify somebody's age. And the retailer doesn't have to ask the purchaser if they plan to drive a vehicle while consuming that alcohol or medication. Anybody that has a desire to obtain a vehicle while driving under the influence will find a way to obtain said instrument legally or illegally, even if it means driving the riding lawnmower down the road to the liquor store or the bar. And likewise, an individual intent on threatening others or committing a crime will find a way to obtain a firearm. Lawnmowers are not licensed. Neither are golf carts, dirt bikes, ATVs, backhoes, farm tractors, large dirt moving trucks used in mines and gravel pits, yet they can all be driven down the road, legally or illegally, with or without licensing by the driver. They all serve a unique purpose, yet guidelines or legislation regarding each vehicle cannot be applied to all vehicles in their entirety. Handguns, shotguns, and rifles are all firearms, yet each has its own purpose. Legislation that restricts the purchase of owning of all firearms without regard to its use or purpose is ill-conceived and detrimental to you at the individual level and the firearms industry as a whole. Which leads to the misguided theory of requiring each firearm to be registered, or for we as individuals to be licensed to sell, purchase, or own a firearm. Now, if you relate this to vehicles, the argument reverts back to the riding lawnmower analogy. Each of the items has a serial number, something that is used most notably when selling an item to a pawn shop or when reporting the loss or theft of an item to police. There is no national database for reporting ownership of these items, nor is there a requirement for licensing to be able to sell these items to another individual. No requirement to obtain insurance for operating it on your own property or when helping a neighbor to handle their high grass. No requirement for business owners to obtain licensing or insurance to operate a lawn maintenance company. Recommended, but not required. Businesses routinely purchase vehicles for use by the owner or family member. No one's going to ask if this vehicle is going to be operated by somebody whose license has been revoked. There's not going to be a revocation of a business license based on negligent or intoxicated driving by the owner or the family member. While the insurance company may determine the owner's actions are deserving of policy cancellation, there is no legislation or public protest decrying this. Nor are there limits placed or questions asked in regards to selling a vehicle to an individual with a history of driving under the influence. It always entertains me when they want to compare guns to cars for some reason. Cars have social utility. They have uses beyond that of a gun. All guns do is kill people. Cars kill people too. They kill more people. Here's the thing. Your child is in more danger in the school setting when you pick them up to take them home than they are from being shot by a spree killer. That's plain and simple. It's almost to the point to where you have a bigger chance of being attacked by a shark in Ohio than you do of being involved in a spree killing. And yet they do happen. You never know where they're going to crop up. We know they're going to crop up. We know they're going to happen because they're not doing anything about them. They're not going after the root cause of this and trying to straighten that out. Remember this. Right now, the gun industry is under assault and the Second Amendment is under assault. Not banning. This is all just, anytime you see something like Operation Choke Point or the Arms Trade Treaty or anything, these are all things designed to see how far they can push you. How far you're willing to let this go. Now, as a nation, we can look at the gun owners, the gallant gun owners in Connecticut and New York who are openly defying law there. And we can say to ourselves, if they can do it, we can do it. Or we can go along, get along. At the end of the day, it's going to be our choice, not theirs. So keep that in mind. Do this one more time this week in about 21 hours between now and then. Please remember this. It has never been about gun control ever. It's always going to be about total control. On a Thursday, this has been Lock and Load.